Good morning, happy Monday. Eric Lofholm here, thrilled to be with you here this morning. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Monday morning. I've got a great motivational call lined up for you this morning. As always, we're going to share some really powerful ideas. Any one of these ideas can help you create a breakthrough on any given day. I'm sharing three ideas. So if you join me Monday through Friday, that's 250 days a year. And if you're learning one to three ideas a day, that's 250 to 750 ideas to put into the subconscious mind to help you be the best version of you. I mean, just think of the math of that for just a second. If you add 250 to 750 ideas to your mind, and every day you're coming here to plug in, kind of like recharging your cell phone, you're getting yourself pumped up to have a great productive day. That's a powerful thing. You're not going to recognize how awesome you are 1 year from today. Take a moment and type into the chat, what part of the world are you joining me from? We're going to be getting started here in about 35 seconds. I want to acknowledge you for being with me here this morning. If you know somebody that could benefit from this 15-minute motivational call, tag them in the chat. Just tag them right now, and then they'll see the tag. And, oh, what? Why did this person tag me? Oh, let me check out what's going on over here, because there are people in your life right now that could benefit from this free 15 minutes of motivation coming to you live every Monday through Friday at 7:45 a.m. Pacific. We're going to be getting started here in just a moment, and it is time, and I'm going to share my little video that tells us we are officially kicking off this party. So let me do that. Good morning, everybody. Eric Lofholm here. I want to welcome all of you to our 15-minute daily motivational call. Happy Monday. It is clean slate Monday. But before we get to that, if you're right-handed, take your right hand. If you're left-handed, take your left hand. Pat yourself on the back and tell yourself, great job for being here this morning. Type into the chat, today is a great day. Today is a great day. And speaking of Monday, it is clean slate Monday. And what that means is we get a fresh start today. If you had a challenging week last week, you can just let it go. You can just take a deep breath and just let it go. If you had a challenging weekend, you could just let it go. If you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, maybe you had a nightmare last night, you got a not so nice text this morning or a not so nice email, you could just let it go. This could be the greatest week of your entire life. Expect a miracle. I've got three ideas that I want to share with you here this morning. And the first idea is to play a bigger game. Play a bigger game. And so today's Monday. That means it's the Influence Show Day. That's a show that I do with my mentor, Dr. Moyne, every Monday at 4 Pacific. And we live stream it just like we live stream this daily call. If you want to come join us today, we're going to be talking about money stories as it relates to increasing the persuasiveness of your sales presentation, not your money story yourself. How to use money stories to close more sales. Well, I was thinking I want to get some awesome guests for the Influence Show that Dr. Moyne and I can interview. And by the way, you can find out all the information about that show at the website, theinfluenceshow.com, theinfluenceshow.com. So I thought, okay, who would be an awesome guest for the Influence Show? I'm talking about playing a bigger game. I'm like, you know what? I think an awesome guest would be the number one car salesperson in the history of the world. He has sold more cars in 1 year than any other person to ever sell cars before. Sold over 1,500 cars in a single year. His name is Ali Rida. So I cold prospected him. And I said, hey, here's who I am. Love for you to be on the show. What do you say? And he said, yes. And then I cold prospected Dan Schneider. Dan Schneider is of Netflix fame from the series, the documentary, the true series called The Pharmacist. Some of you have seen that. It is amazing. This man is amazing. And I reached out to him, cold prospected him, and said, hey, Dan, I'd love for you to be on our show. What do you say? And he said, yes. So those are cold prospects that I did over the weekend. I'm not telling you that to pound my chest and say, look at me, look at what I did. Who cares what I did? Doesn't even matter. What matters is, what if you played a bigger game? What if in your mind you're thinking, well, I can only go after, let's say you're selling to companies. I can only go after companies doing $5 million a year or less in revenue. And you're like, you know what, Eric, you just inspired me. I'm going after $50 million companies. Or maybe you're a real estate agent or a loan officer, and you're like, I go after $2 million deals or lower. And you go, you know what, Eric? I'm going to start prospecting some $10 million deals. You get what you focus on. So you go prospect a $10 million deal. You come back to me in 6 months. You go, hey, Eric, I've been doing your morning call. And I go, yeah. You go, well, you inspired me, and I went after this $10 million deal, and I just closed the deal, and I just made $250,000. Thank you very much. And I go, big high five, way to go. Okay, in commission sales, a lot of times our percentage that we get paid, the percentage is the same regardless of the size of the deal. For example, a real estate agent might make 2.5% or 3% on a $100,000 deal, or if it's a $1 million deal, or a $10 million deal, or a $100 million deal. So could you play a bigger game? Is there any area of your life right now where you're like, Eric, I could play a bigger game? If that's you, type the word yes in the chat. If play a bigger game. Now, if that's true for you, all you have to do is just make a decision right now. Decision, I'm going to play a bigger game, right? See, the idea could go in your mind and go, well, that's an interesting idea, but I'm not going to do anything with the idea. Or you're like, you know what? I am going to do something with the idea, and I'm going to go play a bigger game. Okay, next idea I want to share with you guys. Have a word that you start using. What does that mean? Well, I have started using the word expand. I posted on Facebook, one word post, expand. And I think the thought, expand. And I type the word, expand. And I write the word, expand. And there's just something about words and our mind. We create our reality through language. Start noticing, what are you saying to yourself about the economy, about your marriage, about your fitness, about your consistency, about your prospecting, about your ability to make money, about your investing? I'm suggesting that you are creating your reality with your words. So if you pick a word, like I chose the word expand. And with that word, that one word, now I'm living into this idea of expanding. And I am getting ready to start a nonprofit. I'm going to still run Eric Offham International, and I'm going to start a nonprofit. And the focus of the nonprofit is eradicating hunger globally. Thinking big, eradicating hunger globally. And I want to plant a seed of greatness in your mind right now. I would like you to consider having a project in your life that you give about an hour a week to, or more, let's say an hour a week, to making the world a better place. And maybe you want to help with homelessness issues. It doesn't need to be solve homelessness globally. I mean, it could be. It doesn't need to be that. But maybe it's just in your community. You want to make a difference with the homeless issue, or you want to make a difference with the hunger issue, or you want to make a difference with single moms, or you want to make a difference with people that are dealing with drug and alcohol issues. Maybe that touches your heart because you've experienced it yourself, or in your family, your family's been affected by drug and alcohol issues. Because I believe, one, well, you are a leader. Every one of you listening, watching us right now, you are a leader. And this is a leadership podcast that you're on with me right now. And you're being trained for greatness. And you can take the training I'm teaching you and absolutely use it to make more money. I mean, that's why people typically come to me, is they want to make more sales. And that's cool. I'm all about that. That's my main focus of what I do career-wise. I help people all over the world make more sales. But while you're here making more sales and learning sales, you can take these skills and you can apply your sales skills to making the world a better place. This is this gentleman, Dan Schneider, who I'm going to have on my podcast. And the movie's called The Pharmacist. It's on Netflix. Watch it. You'll be blown away. And Dan Schneider used sales and influence skills to help with the opioid epidemic that was sweeping the world back in the 90s. And so he has spent a lot of his life, the last decade, two decades, working with politicians, legislators, doctors, you know, people all over the world to help with this opioid issue. And that's how he chose to make his mark. So if you would be willing to consider finding something you could spend an hour a week on or more to make the world a better place, just type the word yes in the chat. And one of the things I want to do, in addition to making a difference and eradicating hunger, is I want to inspire hundreds of people, maybe thousands, maybe tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, but inspire people to invest an hour, a week, or more making the world a better place. And if any of you want to join, lock arms with me and join up on what I'm doing to eradicate hunger. I don't have anything to announce today, but there will be a website up in the very near future. And you can come and you can spend an hour with me a week if you want, or whatever you're inspired to do. Okay, next idea. Finally, my book, one of my books is on Audible. I've been wanting this for years. It's finally on Audible. So if you're an Audible person, would you get my book on Audible? It's called The System. Now, not just get it to support me. Yeah, get it to support me, but get it to learn 100 unique ideas on how to make more sales. So that book, you just put the earbuds in, you listen to that book, start to finish, you're going to make more money, period, end of story. So if you're an Audible person, would you go on Audible today and use one of your credits, or in the future when you have a credit that comes up, or buy it on whatever the case may be. If you're an Audible person, it would matter to me if you'd be willing to get the book on Audible. Okay, I got one last idea I want to talk to you guys about. And we are going to be talking next week, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill, Laws of Success, all month long. And we're going to do the live stream just like we normally do, but I'm going to bring Zoom back. So if you guys want to do the daily call on Zoom, that'll be available. And we're still going to do all the live streams. So however you're doing the call right now, podcast, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever, that's, we're not going to stop any of that, but we're going to add Zoom in. So to get ready for that, and by the way, this is the URL to opt in for the daily call for all the Napoleon Hill content. It's thinkandgrowrichcall.com. So would you just at some point today go over there and opt in? thinkandgrowrichcall.com. And then let your friends know about it, and they can do the call with you. Let your sales team know about it. Hey, all month long, this gentleman, Eric Offholm, is going to be teaching about Napoleon Hill's content. And I'm just telling you right now, it's going to be awesome. So let me give you a Napoleon Hill idea right now. Definiteness of purpose. Definiteness of purpose. And Hill observed that the wealthiest people in the world, one of the common traits they had is they planted their flag with something. And they became the best at fill in the blank. They became the best at commercial real estate, or they became the best at printing, or, you know, and they did not necessarily the best in the world, but their best. And so my dad, and I don't think he ever read Think and Grow Rich, but my dad did this with pharmacy. And he spent 50 years of his career flag planted as a pharmacist, and achieved at an elite level because he did this principle. And so I watched my dad plant his flag 50 years in one career. Doesn't work like that for everybody, but it worked like that for him. I saw the elite things he was able to do in his industry. He was an expert witness in court cases. He taught at the university. He mentored other pharmacists. He was on the board of, you know, the president of the board and all, and there's all kinds of stuff he did that I don't even know about. And he really, really achieved at an elite level, in large part because he planted a flag. So I watched that. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. So 24 years ago, I planted my flag as a sales trainer. And I said, this is what I'm going to do with my career. And I'm 24 years in and I got 37 years to go. And now I'm doing some other things. I'm doing the being movement and I'm doing this hunger thing. And I'm still going to be my sales trainer though. My flag's planted and this is what I'm doing in for the next 37 years. So I share that with you to have you consider, what do you want the rest of your career to be like? And could you plant your flag with what you're currently doing? Or could you find something that you could plant your flag with? It's not the only way to do it. It's just a way that could be very powerful for you. It's one of the 17 principles of success that Napoleon Hill teaches. I'm going to go through all 17 principles next month, and it's going to be an awesome free class. And to opt in for that, it's the website, thinkandgrowrichcall.com. If you got something out of class today, type the word yes in the chat. If you feel a little more motivated, just put the letter M in the chat. If you feel a little bit more motivated right now, put the letter M in the chat. If you got something out of class, type the word yes in the chat. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Thank you all for joining me. We had 36 of you on the live call. That is awesome. I'm thrilled for you. One day we'll have 3,600. And there'll be a day that number is going to be 10,000. And we may have to change softwares. I don't even know if it can handle 10,000. Maybe it can. But there's going to be a day we're going to have 3,600. There's going to be another day we're going to have 10,000. Thank you for joining me today. Have a successful, productive Monday. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.